Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting 5th. The DH, Duke Sims. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Pat Dobson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The DH, Joe LaHood. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Money moves to second. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Sims goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Garcia. Stanley moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Stanley moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley scores. White moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Velez reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Munson and he is out, Stanley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lanier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-3 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHewitt hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Howard moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Briggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Gorman Thomas pinch runs for Daryl Porter. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 3 in the game. LaHewitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stanley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.